Tanya Shia Thursday night. We're doing Perek Yud Aleph. So we talked about in Perek Yud, we went over it a lot of times, Sadik Vitovlo, Sadik Viralo. In the Tanya's world, and this is the first 20 Prokem in Tanya deals with this, in the Tanya's world, it's a very, very inner world. A Rasha is someone who does bad things. A Beinoni doesn't do bad things, but has bad urges. He feels them. And he's even Kovesh them. But they're there. He wants to do bad. He has the urges. And that's already a Beinoni. And that's why, you know, he asks all these kashas in the first two prokem. Rabba said, you know, maybe I'm a Beinoni. Like Rabba, Beinoni. He says the word Beinoni, when we talk about half schuyos and half averus, is a loshon hamushal. That's not the real meaning of the term. Someone who does bad and didn't do tshuva, whatever, is a rasha. Even if he did one avera, the rasha. The Beinoni does good. We would look at a Beinoni and say, this guy's an unbelievable tzaddik. But the Beinoni has urges. He has not worked on his inner self, his the Yetzirah or the Sitra Achra or the Nefesh HaBahami, in the words of the Tanya, the seat of which is in the left ventricle of the heart, where the blood is mainly, that's the dam, that's the resichus of a person, the taiva of a person is in the blood. So that's the Beinoni. The Tzaddik doesn't have the urges, but then there's Tzaddik Gomer and Tzaddik Sheino Gomer. The Tzaddik Gomer, as I said, the Tzaddik Gomer has succeeded in transforming his bad urges into good. The Ohav Toyas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzarecha B'yetzer Tova B'yetzara. He takes his Koach of Taiva, for example, and he's Misaveh. He has a desire, a deep desire to bond with Hashem. That's the Tzaddik Gomer. The Tzaddik She'eino Gomer is, you know, it's just, he has worked on himself, but he's Mevatel the Ra, even the inner Ra, it's a bitul, but he hasn't transformed it. It's not the highest peak of Avoda. And in Perek Yud, he explained, it's not just a question of he didn't go that extra step and transform it, but it's because the urge is still there. He doesn't detest Ra enough, or the Hashem Sinu Ra. We gave an example of, like, to us, cannibalism is like not only wrong and usur, but it's unthinkable. We would detest someone. If a guy introduced himself and said, you know, I had my grandma for supper last night, we can't be in his Dalai Lamas, right? That's how the Tzaddik Gomer feels about every Ra, right? But a guy tells me, you know, I speak Lashon Hara, you know, no problem. How do you do? Have a nice day. We have no problem. I think stealing, murdering in Israel used to be unthinkable. The first 20 years of the Medina, for a Jew to murder a fellow Jew was like cannibalism. And unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. Unfortunately, it seems to me. It's not socially abhorrent anymore. It's still terrible. You know, it's a crime, and it's also, and it's terrible. And you eat. But it's not socially abhorrent. And Niyuf has become like that, where it used to be socially taboo and disgusting, and it became like just usur. You know? So when that happens, you're really breaking down. It's like negotiating with the Arabs. If I can talk about politics for a moment, you're like, once you're talking about it and deciding if it's kedai or not kedai, you lost the battle, because it's only a question of time till, right? Once it becomes thinkable, then it's only a skip and a hop to doing it. Anyway, now we're doing Perek Yud Aleph. The Zelu Umazeh, that's a Lashon of Koheles, actually. Zelu Umazeh Selokim, it's a famous Kabbalistic, almost Hashkafic phrase that says everything that Hashem created has its counterpart in evil. It's like an antimatter universe. Hashem made it, of course, but it's the forces of evil. You know, the Christians have such a thing also. By them, I don't know if it's an independent power. I think it is. Like the Satan by them is like an independent power, I think. Like a whole... So Zelu Mazel Salakim. That's what it means. So here it's also the Rosh of Atovlo. So he defined Tzadik Viralo in this like cute way. That Tzadik Viralo means that he has Ra inside of him, as we said. Not he doesn't feel it. If he'd feel it and he'd feel those urges, he'd be a Benoni. But it's there, it's just smothered by the Tov. Because he didn't transform it. That's Tzadik the Tovlo. He has only Tov inside of him. So if there's a Tzadik Viralo, there's a rush of a Tovlo. And the way the Tanya very like cutely, he has Tov inside of him. The Ainu Shatov Shebenavsho Hoelokis Shebemolcho, the Nafsho Elokis, which is in the Moyach, and in the right ventricle, of a Chalal Yemini Shebelibo, Kofuf. It's there, but it's kofuf for botel lagabe hara. It's unfortunately botel to the ra. Mea klipa shebachalal hasmoli. The zemis chale gamken, just like he explained in the last parak. This also has like thousands of madregas. It's not black and white. It's a person could be a rush of a tovlo regarding this, or not regarding that. How much echus, how much kamus. Regarding what? There's all different madregos, just like there's so many people in the world. The zemus chalik gamken agabi rivervos madregos chalukos binyan kamus ve'echus habitul. What the bitul is, whether it's the mayim or eish, he explained those are the seats of midos rolls. The echus habitul, kfifus hatov l'ra, how much? He gives the two extremes of Rosh of a Tovlo. There's someone, Misha Kafifa, and the Bittel is Etzlo Ma'at Mizer, it's very little, meaning the Ra just wins out. But there's a lot of Tov there. Bath Kamzel Seinu B'Tmidus, and he's not consistent in his Ra. Below Todir, and not even the prokim or krovim, it doesn't even happen consistently. Remember, in the Tanya's world, a Rasha is someone that does something wrong. That does something wrong, even once, and doesn't do tshuva. So you're saying the Rasha of a Tovlo will do something wrong once in a while. But he's always fighting with himself, and he loses. So, you know, we call that tzaddik. He calls that Rasha. The Tovlo, Elalitim Rechokim. Once in a while, Mizgaber Haral Atov. The Chovish is Seir Hakatana. He Haguf. That's how we referred to the Guf a few broken back. The Pasuk in Koheles with the Melech Gadol being Chovish the ear Katana. Achloku Elamitzosu Bilvad. She Asor Lamishmato. Benasalo Merkava. Once in a while, Uluvush. The slabish bo echad mishlosha lebusha. That's dibur, machshava, and ma'isa. Dainu oy b'ma'isa levad. Maybe he'll do only averus kalos below chamuros chas v'shalom. There is such a thing as an avera that's more kal and more chomer. So he'll only do. I mean, he's going through the different madregos. You could have a rush of a tovlo, so it's only once in a while, and he'll only do an avera kala. He'll be careful not to do an avera chamura. Like there's enough tov in him that he can like control that. You have in the Gemara a Mumbala Teyavon and a Mumbala Hachis. There's different madrigals of Ra. So the Tanya would say it's different levels of how much the Tov in him is kafuf to the Ra. Or the Dibur Levad, Ledabra Avak Lashonara, maybe it's not even Lashonara, it's Avak Lashonara, Veleitzonus Uchei Gavna, or the Machshava Levad, Hirure Aveira, Hakoshime Aveira. He said like thousands and thousands of madregas. Maybe he's not even planning on doing an avera. That's already bad. But he just has hirurim raim ela binyan zivul zochor nekeva ba'olam sheover al azaras hatorah v'nishmatim kol dovera shlo yahara b'yom. But it's once in a while, and it's not a maisa. and he's not even planning on doing evil. He calls that, like, still, he's a Rasha. I mean, he does something also, it's also a Rasha. He's saying the Tovlo. It could be a lot of Tov in him, and he's Nichshal in certain things. Oshehi Shas HaKosher Lasek B'Torah V'Humafana Libel of Atola Kiddetran Ba'Avos Hamir B'Layla. This was certainly all guilty of. I mean, please forgive me, but, you know, we don't spend every moment learning when we have a chance. V'Humafana Libel of Atola Shabachos Mikolelu, any one of these, B'Kayotu B'Hanikwa Rasha. There's no question you called a Rasha, you did something bad, you didn't do tshuva, you did something also. In the Tanya's world, you're a Rasha. Be'esahi. Why? Because she'a Rab B'Nafsho Goverbo. At that point in time, the Rasha B'Nafsho won out, overweighed, beat out the Tov. U'meslabesh B'Gufo. U'machtia U'metamo. L'chakach Goverbo HaTov. She'b'Nafsho Elokis. U'mescharet. The manifestation of the Rasha B'Tovlo, he's now saying, will be that he will regret. He will look back, oh man, I can't believe I davened that way again. I can't believe I spoke Lashon Hara again. I can't believe I did that again. This is like, again, he's at the extreme of the Rasha, like the most Tov. He's a Rasha because in his world, this person's called a Rasha. Very harsh. The time was very harsh. He doesn't mince words. He calls the guy a Rasha. But he's the Tovlo, and he could be a lot of Tovlo. And he's right away Beschari, the Mubachish Mechilu, Slicha Me Hashem. Vashem Yislach Lo, Imshav B'tshuva Horuya. Al Piatzas Chochomenu. Bishlo Shechiluke Kapora, Shayir Abishmo Doresh, Fioiber Nasei, and you just do tshuva, it's Nim Chalomiyad. If it's a lav, it's a little yisurin, Yom Kippur's mechaper, and so on and so forth. But it's not clear to me, and I have to do more research on this, is if something doesn't fit with the Tanya. If he's talking about someone that did ra, but then was mescharet, because he has so much tov in him, and he's mavakesh mechilu slicha me Hashem, Hashem yislach lo imshov b'tshuva haruya al piatzas chachomenu. That's that brisa. If you do an asay, this is how you do tshuva. You do a lav, this is how you do tshuva. Chai b'misus bezdin, chilul Hashem, like the whole. So that this person should no longer be called a Rasha. In the Tanya's world, once you do tshuva, certainly not called a Rasha anymore. So if he's talking about the Rasha with so much tov that he's mischare, umavakesh mechilu slicha me Hashem, and Hashem yislach lo imshov b'tshuva ruya al piatzas chachomenu, I don't know, at that point you should be a benedi. At that point you should have risen in the ranks in the hierarchy of the Tanya and become a benedi. And he calls it tshuva ruya. It's not like we're talking about someone who just had charata but not kabbalah la'asid. I don't know. I have to look in the svarim that explain Tanya. L'chayre, this person should no longer be a Rasha. Certainly the Tanya wouldn't call a Rasha someone that's showed tshuva haruya lo. Unless you say it's a parenthetical remark from Hashem Yislach lo. In other words, the Rasha, the Tovlo, it could be Mascharik, the Mavakesh Mechilu Slicha, Bashem Yislach Lo, but that's Tshuva. If he's Mascharik, the Mavakesh Mechilu Slicha, I don't know. I have a chance to be Ma'ayan. Why wouldn't he become a Beinoni? Says Hashem Yislach Lom Shov B'Tshuvaria. You know, you could say deep down he'll do the Avera again. Like it's not the Tshuva of the Rambam that that he's for sure not going to do it again. Like Hashem could be made on him, so to speak. But it says Tshuva Aruya. He becomes a Benini. It's not mashma like that. He's talking about the Rosh of a Tovlo. That's the thing. It's a parasitical remark. Hashem yislach lom shuv v'shuv ariyah v'chomenu. Any taka becomes ois Rosh. He becomes a Benini. Guess what? I'm not here. Very good album. Okay. Chozer v'goyve v'yatoy Meshayit v'chashlicha me'ashem V'chashiyasuk v'tshuva haruya Hashem yislach lo. Bala Tshuva Shalafaneinu, the Bala Tshuva that the Tanya is talking about, only, wow. He's saying you can acquire full Slicha and Kapara if you do Tshuva Haruya, but you haven't changed your inner self. And the Tanya is talking about that this person who has a lot of Tov in him, but he has just enough Ra, that the Ra's Mizgaber, that he's going to be a Rasha. Even, again, he's at an extreme. Like, he's at the borderline between the worst Tzaddik Viralo and the best Rasha Vitovlo. But he's still a Rasha because the Ra's Mizgaber, and he doesn't have Ra, even once in a while. So he says, but he's so close to Tshuva, because there's so much good inside of him, and he's Mizkare, and Bakashlik, and I'll do Tshuva. So he learns. We're talking about a person that Enochanami, and they'll achieve Kapara, but he would not have climbed out of the Rasha because, wait, but why isn't he a Benini? According to the Tanya, that's a Benini. If the inside's no good, but you don't do anything bad, so he just did Tshuva. Why isn't he a Benini? Ah. Because he's talking about you haven't transformed your inner self, and your inner self, you see, the Ra's Mizgaber and gets you to do an Avera. The Beinoni, if we like put the Beinoni under the spiritual X-ray, he won't do an Avera. The Tanya's Beinoni. The Tanya's Beinoni won't do an Avera. He's full of desires and taivas and wishes and lusts, but he's not doing the Avera. This guy, if you put him under the microscope, even after his tshuva, like right now you caught him at a moment where the cancer cleared up, you know. But he's not a Benini, because he hasn't changed his inner self. So the inner self will still have the rabbi mizgaber over the toe once in a while at least, and he'll do an aveira. See, he's a Russia, he's still a Russia. The fact that you caught him in the 23 hours that he has just done tshuva, and he hasn't yet done the next Aveira, doesn't make him a Benini.
No, that's the Rosh is the one that situation comes about where he's tempted, he'll give into the temptation.
Yeah.
And then he'll do tshuva, and then he'll...
Yeah. So he'll achieve kapora, and he calls it tshuva, it's a tremendous physical, that's Hakam Shad. It's tshuva ruya, and he'll achieve the kapora. And that's why he talks about the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, Dalit Chelke Kapora, because that's all he's talking about. How to achieve total Kapora. But he hasn't transformed, he hasn't changed his inner self. So that's what he says is proud. Okay, good. Okay. The Yesh, now he goes to the other extreme, like the Rosh of Aralo, who's as close to total evil as you can get. Without you're as close to total evil, except you're a yid, and you have four to have a nefesh Elokei, which is like the mainstay of Lubavitch, of Chabad Chassidus, right? But this is as bad as you can come. So he's going to describe that now. You know, the Perek Yud Aleph, he has chosen to describe the Rosh of a Tovlo the same way he described the Tzadik Varatnath, along the same lines as he explained Tzadik Varalo in Perek Yud, and he picked the two extremes of the Rosh of a Tovlo, the one whose Tovlo is so great that he only does an Avera once in a while, and not consistently, and it's an Avera Kala, not an Avera Chamura, and he right away has Charata, and he does Tshuva. And now he's saying, the Eish Misha Harad Gover Bo Yoser, like it's heavy, Umislabishim Bo Koas Losh Levushin. Before he said, maybe the guy will only be Chayte, just in Maisa, just in Dibur, just in Machshava. But now he's at the other extreme, Rosh of Aralo. And that covers all the Shlosh of Levushim Shal Hara, meaning Dibur, Maisa, Machshava, Umachtio Baveres Chamuros Yoser. Uvitim Krovim Yoser, more often. Ach, but he's still the Tovlo. Bentayim Mischaret. This Rosh of a Tovlo, because he's still in Rosh of a Tovlo. I'm sorry, did I say Rosh of Aralo before? He's at the two extremes of Rosh of a Tovlo. So in this extreme, the Ra will be Mizgaber over the Tov often, and when Averis Chamuros, but the Tovlo will still awaken in him feelings of Charata. You see, there is a difference between Tzadik Varalo and Rosh of a Tovlo. In the Tzadik Varalo, he said the Tzadik does not feel the urges. It's just that they're there. If you feel the urges, the taivas, you're a benedi. The Tzadik is bottled b'miyot, it's kofof to the Tov. But it's there. I guess it's the same thing. It's there, and he has just that much more potential to feel it, and then maybe even to do it. Because the Rosh of a Tovlo, he's saying, the Tov will like wake him up. He'll like feel, he'll hooray tshuva. Once in a while, you know, he'll say, man, you know, like, this is the Rosh of a Tovlo, like, you know, your average Jewish Rosh. You know, there will always be enough if the person's in that category. We're talking about Rosh of a Tovlo. So even at the edge of it, at the worst edge of Rosh of a Tovlo, he will do Averis Chamuros and often, but he'll have Charata. And he'll have Hiruy Tshuva once in a while that are coming there from the Tov that's inside of him. Once in a while, it's, you know, feels its oats and it goes out and it's successful. Tell the Ra to stop completely. It's a very famous phrase. I think it's usually taken to mean that, you know, they're phonies, they're hypocrites. Rishon Malayim Chayrotos, I think, I don't know. But the Tanya learns Adarabba, Pumpakir. Rishon Malayim True Chayrotos. Because most Rishon are Rosh of a Tovlo. And even at the worst extreme of the Rosh of a Tovlo, says the Tanya, the Rosh once in a while will have Hiruy Tshuva. Like the Nefesh Eloki is there and it just can't. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Stop already. Stop. This is even the very, very bad Rosh of a Tovlo. So once in a while he has his Charata, it doesn't have enough. His Gabrus, the Natsayach is around, Lifush Mechatov, the Gabri, the Yosmog of the Oze, Balzam, the Rishal, Rishal, Malam, Chavatos. Again, it's a very cute explanation of a very famous phrase, which normally doesn't mean this. There's the Rosh of Malay Chavatos. Because he's always feeling, you know, I really. Shem Rova Rishon, most Rishon have a Bechinas Tov, Benavsham Adayim. And even the worst one, is not okay, but is has a lot of okay in him. Achmishan is chayav yolam, but the sign that you may be sir, that maybe you're a rush of a ralo, that even the kishkis is bad, and bad in the like, deep sense. Yeah, she says that's.
Rishon Malayim Chalot, Hashem Rov Rishon, Sheish Bechina Stoyed Benav Shem Adayim. Ach Misha is Mishchari Leolam, a Russia who never was Mishchari, Vain Bomlo, who really true but cloud? Uh-oh, he's a Russia of Aralo. And it's just... No, we'll stop here. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But there's Tzaddik Viralo and Tzaddik Vitovlo. The Tzaddik Vitovlo has no more Yetzirah. Well, he's transformed the Yetzirah. He's taken the kokos of the Yetzirah, let's say for Taiva, or for Kas, or for Sinah, and he's transformed it into good. Or the Hashem Sinura, he's koes when people, you know, do averus, do avodazara. Hashem's koes, he's koes. Thanks. What? Not the tzaddik v'tovlo, not what he calls the tzaddik gomor. The tzaddik gomor has transformed. But he conquers it. And he not only, he has a bigger avoda, but he conquers it. It's not the way maybe you always understood, and maybe others do say it that way, but not the Tanya, that he's always struggling with his Yetzirah. According to the Tanya,